Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Andy Nemchek joining us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, just the one event this week. You did have varsity and JV both competing at Phillipsburg. We'll cover varsity first. Just one top four medalist for you is Brogan Monty. Continues his great season at 106 pounds, moving to 33-0 with another first place medal. I know that it was a very, very tough meet based on what you had told me last week, and just kind of see and some of the results of the competition. What were your thoughts of the way the kids did wrestle, despite bringing home just one medal there on Saturday?
Yeah, as you said, really tough competition. 20 teams involved in the tournament, and as you said, we just had the one place winner champion, Brogan Monty, wrestled a great tournament again, beat a good kid out of Great Bend in the finals, and put together a great tournament for the championship. But overall, our kids wrestled pretty well, even though they didn't place. We got beat by kids that were better than us, and we avenged a few losses that we had earlier in the season. So I was happy to see that. Our kids battled and battled against great competition, and like I said, came out short with some of the matches. But overall, as a team, we ended up in the middle of the pack. We were 10th out of 20 teams, and as I said, pleased with the way our kids battled.
When you see like schools like the Great Bend of the world, higher 5A, 6A class schools, how does that prepare you for what's coming here in about a week and a half with the regionals?
Well, I think it definitely helps us to wrestle good competition, our kids saw that great competition and they wrestled against it and they battled and did well with it, and it certainly helps us. And we tell our kids all the time, the only thing at the end of the season that matters is what you do in the region and the state, and everything else is just practice. So we go and battle against great competition, and I think it helps us in the long run.
I mentioned earlier you did have JV there as well. How'd that go for
you? Well, actually, the tournament was so large that they had to cancel the JV portion, and that was very unfortunate because we love traveling together with our whole team, and our JV didn't get to participate. So we'll be taking our JV to Chapman next week, and that's where they'll get some good competition in.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up for the varsity this week then on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats, still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a couple events this week. You have a duel with Minneapolis coming up on Thursday for your last varsity competition. What do they bring to the table as far as what you're expecting to see in that duel on Thursday?
Well, Minneapolis has a nice team. We've seen them several times already this year at the Beloit Invite, and we saw them at Phillipsburg last week, Saturday. We are not going to match up real great. They have a lot of the lighter weights, and they have no heavier weights. So, we'll match up as best we can. And as I said, they've got some great, great kids, and we hope that we can get as many matches in as possible. And we hope to wrestle well. These are very important matches at this point in the season because they are our region seeds for us when we come down to the region here in 2 weeks. So we're looking forward to that, and then on Saturday, as I said, we'll take our JV kids to Chapman, and for some of those kids, that will be their last competition, and they very much look forward to that, getting in some matches against kids their own ability, and it's kind of the final deal for them, and we are hoping for some good success there.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to chatting with you about regionals next week. Best of luck as you finish your regular season this week.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Our Wrestling Locker Room Chat, and I have Osborne's wrestling coach Jason Knoll with us. And you were getting ready for the Panther Classic in Phillipsburg, and that's quite the tournament. Anytime you have Hoxie and Great Bend in there, they kind of take a lot of the oxygen out of the room there, don't they?
Yeah, it's a really tough weekend for us. Our girls wrestled pretty good this weekend, but other than that, our boys had a tough tournament. Like I was saying last week, it's our best look at what we're going to see at regionals, because most of them teams are going to be in Beloit in a couple weeks. So now we got this week to prepare and a little bit next week and get them boys ready to wrestle.
At the same time, it's probably not a bad thing to have something that difficult right before regionals to really try to get you ready.
Yeah, it's a good test for us, that's for sure. That's the perfect tournament for us. Maybe we could get a couple seeds there right before regionals, and just to see where we're at mainly and what we need to work on. We got a lot of good film this weekend, so we're gonna go from there, I guess. See if we can improve these next couple weeks, and hopefully we can get a couple or one or two to state.
Yeah, looks like you just missed a placing with Grant Middleton at 215. He's just getting better and better as the season goes along, isn't he?
Yes, he's wrestling some of the best he's wrestled in a long time. I mean, we worked with him a little bit this summer just to get him ready for high school since we didn't have him last year. But, man, he's come a long ways. He wrestled so tough this weekend. He ran into a couple tough matches there at the last, but yeah, he's just improving every week. I'm excited to see where he goes in a couple weeks. I think he's sitting pretty good right now. He's going to have to win one to go, but win one that he shouldn't. But other than that, I think we got a pretty good shot with him and Chris and even Sam here. And so it's going to be interesting once we get in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and you mentioned Chris there at 175 did place for you. He got fourth.
Yeah, Chris, he had a good tournament. He wrestled pretty good all day. He wrestled that Brett's kid from Hoxie there in the semifinals and got beat. He was wrestling him really good on his feet, but just got caught and didn't bail soon enough and got pinned there in the first period. But other than that, he wrestled really good. In the third and fourth match, we were beating him 3-0, and he gets thrown, and like, don't put any pressure, man. You can't tie up with a guy that like that. And he threw us to our back, and he had it cinched up pretty tight, so he couldn't fight out of it. But he was wrestling so good this week, and he's finally moving on bottom, feeling hands like we want him to. And so he just got caught a couple times, but other than that, he wrestled. He's probably our MVP of the weekend. So
we'll be back with more on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on KD Country 94.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency field service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Osborne Wrestling Head Coach Jason Noll with us. We'll talk a little bit about the ladies here. Annie did well, got second. I know not a lot of competitors at that weight class, but did finish second in her weight class, didn't she?
Yes, she wrestled so good this weekend. I mean, she's improving so much each and every week, and every time she steps on the mat, she's doing better and better. She had a tough one there in their finals, in that second match. She was in a round robin, but that second match, she had a tough one. That girl was really good on her feet and on bottom and on top, too. So she just controlled the match. We need to work on a few things, keeping our hips towards the mat, you know, instead of keeping our hips sideways. But other than that, I think she's going to have a good time at regionals this week.
And then
this Saturday. So, yep. And then Cheyenne, same thing, improving every week. But she's got to figure out where her hips are also. But I mean, them girls, they're having fun, and I'm having fun coaching them. I just love watching them improve every week. So.
And you just mentioned it, believe it or not, postseason's here for the ladies. Regionals will be in Hoisington, I believe.
Yes, in Hoisington, we go there. It's just a one day, so we'll be there Saturday. I'm going to send my assistant with them, and I got the Junior Panther Classic with the junior high, so I'm excited to see or hear updates through the day and see how they go. But, man, there's a lot of good teams there at Hoisington. And of course, we're 4-1A girls regionals, so that's going to be really tough. You get them big schools with a lot of girls and a lot of talent, so it's going to be tough, but you never know. There's always a chance every time you step on the mat, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we wish the ladies the best of luck, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next week and seeing how they did.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. And this is the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, and we have Smith Thunder's head coach, Brock Hutchinson, with us. And Coach, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. You had a duel with Rossville here to try to tune up a little bit for the postseason. How did that one go for you?
Yeah, so we ended up winning that duel, and we had some kids that really stepped on the mat and wrestled really well. 106 Tanner got his actual first varsity win over another opponent.
Right.
He's got a couple other wins, but they're walks. So
right.
But he did end up getting a win, and he wrestled really well. Our 13 pounder got another win, and he's climbing up and doing a little bit better. And then we walked at 20, we walked at 26. At 32, Braxton Carr come around and did a wonderful job again for us. Unfortunately, at 138, we gave a walk up there. My son was sick. 44, we got a walk. We bumped Bentley up to 157. We let Gannon wrestle at 150. Gannon just made a mistake and got caught, got pinned. And then Bentley wrestled a really good kid. I think he placed third, I believe, at the Panther Classic over there at 57s. But, we bumped Bentley, so he's given up some weight there. But he wrestled him really well. He had a couple penalties called on him and gave up some points and going in, I think, into the last period it was 5-4, and then we ended up beating 8-4 or 10-4. I don't remember exactly what it was, but then they walked at 65 and 75 and 190. Luke wrestled really well, a decent kid, and 215 Eli wrestled well and got a decision 10-4. 11-5, something like that, 13-5, maybe as a major. And then the upset of the day was Carson Montgomery, our little big freshman heavyweight that beat the Carver kid, who was a ranked wrestler at the time. And so that was really exciting. Everybody in the crowd got up for that one, and it was just nice for him to get that win.
Okay. We'll be back after this on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jason Broadfoot here with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of Smith Center. So now like we mentioned, we're getting closer and closer to the postseason. You have, a duel left with Plainville, and then that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, actually, we scheduled a duel against Republic County on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're going to travel to Belleville for their senior parent night, and we'll wrestle them. And they're a really nice, solid team. So looking forward to that. And then we'll have Plainville, which is a kind of a neat deal because we duel our junior high first and then we go to the high school. And it's actually a junior high duel instead of the scrambles that we do now in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of get an idea of, if I want to do wrestling, this is probably what it's going to be like and from here on out. So, yeah, we're looking forward to both those competitions. And then the kids will have the weekend off. So, again, we have back-to-back weekends off, which is always nice when you don't have to have kids out on a Saturday and they have 2 days off. And they can go relax and do whatever they want to do, really. So that's nice.
Would you rather have these dual type setups, or would you rather have a tournament or two to like kind of head into regionals, or do you just want pretty much just hoping to stay healthy?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Jason. You know, and I think all coaches would agree with this, at least the ones that I've talked to about it, is we want every kid to be healthy, and, you know, injury is maybe perhaps one of the worst things that a coach goes through in his career. And you know, when you've been doing it for as long as Andy Nemchek or even myself, you know, 25, 26 years, and a kid goes down, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, you just feel it right in your gut. And sometimes the reaction is ungodly reaction, like you just don't know what to do, what to say. What I always walk out there and say, get up, you're fine. and that's not the right thing to do, but let's get you off of here, and let's get you looked at. And but it's a bad thing. So I'm hoping everybody in the state of Kansas, everybody out there in the nation really stays healthy for this big grind that's coming up. For most places, it starts this week and continues for three more weeks. So, we want to stay healthy, but your question about the duels, our schedule's tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't mess around with our schedule, and I think it's more important on the back half of the season, just from what I've learned in the past, is to give some time to kids to recuperate and to recover and just have them rest. I'm not saying that we don't work hard and do things like that. It's just a lower amount of time, but our intensity stays the same. So we're probably only practicing an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes now. But it's very high intensity, and we do, like I said, I think last week I said we do some lactic acid training towards the end, and I think it helps us. I certainly haven't seen it hurt us. So I guess that's kind of what we do.
Okay. Yep. Well, great talking to you again, and we'll check in next week, see how these final two duels go, and check in right before regionals.
Yes, sir. Sounds great, Jason. I appreciate you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.